Matt Bubala Show on 720 WGN. We've been talking a lot about the election. I promise people we only got about 17 more days to do it, and then we'll have the post-election mess to talk about. But for now, I want to talk right now, not about the debate, not about who said what or what this week, but about your friends. Have you started having issues with your friends over them liking one candidate or the other? I remember past elections where it's been pretty contentious and being a little bit upset about what I'm hearing people say about the other candidates. But this is the first time I've actually done this in the past few weeks. I've been unfollowing people on Facebook. So you don't have to unfriend somebody. You could unfollow them, which means you just won't see their posts in your newsfeed. And I've done that to several people because of the posts they're putting up about the election and stuff I don't want to hear or things like that. And my wife has actually said this, that it's affected how she has thought of people. You know people, you know them for years at a time, and you maybe don't talk politics at all. And then suddenly an election, a very contentious election like this comes up, and you start seeing people in what you think is a different light. And it affects how you look at them possibly because this has been such a contentious election. Is that something that's really going on across the country? Joining us on the phone right now is Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She is a New York-based research psychologist and a psychoanalyst, and she's on the phone. Hey, Dr. Birnbaum, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone. Is this uncommon that we would get so worked up in an election that it's actually sort of, you know, costing us friends and friendships and how we look at people?
You know, today we're eating and we're breathing politics. You can't go anywhere without thinking about good old Donald and Hillary. They're in your life. They're on the news. They're in the social media, they're in print. So more so than ever, we're being bombarded with politics.
So it's not surprising to you then that there's a bit of fallout from that?
Look, you know, it's almost as if you have a partner in your life that you're not getting along with. It's about personalities more than anything. When you look at each of them, depending on whose corner you take, you develop that same anger profile that they have.
You know, we're going to talk in a minute about friendships and how it's affected friendships. And I think that this is an era, especially, I mean, there's a perfect storm here with kind of a Donald Trump, a non-traditional candidate who garners attention more than any other presidential candidate probably ever has because of his fame before running for president, as well as the proliferation of a million different cable and internet outlets to cover news. So there's more coverage than ever before. And also the way we connect with each other now through things like Facebook, where, you know, 30 years ago, I knew my group of friends, and then there were 300 other people I'm connected with now on Facebook that I never talked to, but I see stuff about them, and now I hear their opinions when I never would have before in a presidential race. It would be, you know, completely unaware of who they voted for or what they cared about certain things. So now we have all these ways that we're affected. But I wonder, in an election like this, when you are married and, you know, I'm lucky enough that my wife and I are both politically pretty well aligned, so it's not an issue here. But I can't imagine, like the Matlin Carville house, you know, so famous, or anybody who's a real split family politically in a year like this. Have you heard from people who are having real issues in their houses because they're split politically?
Well, you know, it's not even the politics, it's the persona of each individual and what that individual represents. So if you're somebody who's more mainstream or somebody who's more of a rebel, you know, that's going to contradict one over the other. And it's like religion, and when you're living with someone who has the opposing feeling that you have, it could actually break up a marriage, because when there's arguing all the time, when there's conflict all the time, after a while you forget why you're feeling this way, but you just continue, and that's when it becomes dangerous.
And I feel like, you know, the religion is the one other aspect in a marriage I would think it, you know, could be really a differentiator, but at least for the most part, religions somewhat work together for the higher good, right? I mean, they're not always, you know, aligned with each other, things like that. But I think in today's society, we're probably more accepting than ever of our spouse being of a different religion than we are. But in this election, they're such polar opposites, and not only it's different political leanings, but the two sides attacking each other so much that it'd be very hard for you to be on one side and your spouse on the other and not have a bit of a wedge between you two, wouldn't it?
Exactly. It's almost like a relationship every day that you wake up and you know you're having some kind of battle, and that's creating negative feelings. And if you both are on the opposing sides, there's a lot of passion and there's a lot of rage about this. So it's not like any other political candidacy that we've had in the past, because we see these people all the time and because we have the ability to hear about them all the time. So it's really stretched out that people are actually waiting for this to be over already so they can relax and their friendships hopefully can go back to the way they were before. But it's not friendships, it's relationships, it's business, it's acquaintances. You go out, people are talking about it. And, you know, Donald, you know, every day there's something to hear about him, which, you know, just get out your popcorn and sit back and watch the show, because it's almost as if, you know, Saturday Night Live has become the same as the real people. You can't tell the difference after a while, and it's become a circus for sure.
What's your recommendation for people who are having issues with friends? As I mentioned, there's people who on Facebook I've unfollowed, so I'm not seeing their posts in my news feed. Will we get back to normal after all of this? Or what's your recommendation? We've got 2.5 weeks left, and God knows what happens right after Election Day. But we've got, you know, less than a month left where this is really going to be so much in our face. How do you hold on and not lose friendships in this last little bit of time?
You know, people say don't talk about it, you know, keep it private. But how can you not talk about it when it's really staring at you in the face and you really, hate to say this, judging the other person off and knowing what's going on? So the best thing is to be a sport, is to be objective, is to hear what the other side is saying, and even try to understand the other person. It doesn't mean you have to agree with the other person. The problem is, you know, cognitively, people feel very invested in their decisions, and they become anxious if their decisions aren't stable. So if your decision is one that you're not 100% comfortable, that could create more conflict with a friendship.
And what about if you're in a marriage? What would you recommend, not talking about it there, or just trying to rationally explain each other's side? I mean, I could see this being a real tough issue to get over, especially when one person's voting away over the other. And if, you know, if you're mad at each other, well, my vote's going to cancel your vote out. So, wow. I mean, that could really go, that's really tough to get through, I would think.
Well, that's an excellent question. And you have to think about the underlying situation in any kind of relationship, because if it's easily triggered, what else is going on aside from politics? And then, you know, the passion we do have. Our country is at stake, you know, terrorism. We're very worried. And this is not just a choice of a different party. This could be a choice of a different direction we're going into. So these decisions are really important decisions for our future. And everyone wants the same thing. Everybody wants to have peace and you know, liberty of freedom of speech and economic comforts. We all want the same thing. It's just the way we go about it, and we have to be able to know how to delegate, how to get along with. Do we want change or don't we want change? So it's a different process, a different way of going about it, and which way is better. Change is often something that can be wonderful, and having things not change can be wonderful. But what is going on in our country, it has things that have been the same, something that has been giving comfort to society or not, and that's the decision, and that's the difficult decision that people are making.
Well, so if I'm in a marriage and my spouse feels that all these things that you just described are afforded them by one candidate, and I feel they're afforded by the other candidate, the direction we want the country to go in, what's best going to protect us, all of these things, and it's a real contentious situation, what is your recommendation for people to try to talk through that? Should they say, you know what, let's call time out until after the election's over, or should they try to engage in peaceful conversation and get a better understanding of each other?
You know, it's always best to be able to be proactive and to express yourself. For one, you learn. You always are open to learning. That's the best part about being productive, about using your energy. So why not engage in this? Why not be able to express yourself? And why not be able to have someone else hear you in a way that could make sense as well? So absolutely, this is a great time to be open to possibilities and to exchange your information. Our country is more insightful than ever about politics because of what is going on. So why not have an intelligent conversation about this? It could be fun.
It could be, or it could be something that causes irreparable damage. I mean, I guess, like you said, if that's the case, you would think there's other underlying circumstances. It's not just about this election. Your marriage is in maybe a difficult place to begin with, and this just might be the final straw.
Well, you know, people are stressed out. I think 70% of the population has said that this political arena has really stressed them out. And when you hold things inside you, it gets worse, and then you explode anyway. Mm. So why wait till the election to respond? Respond now before it really gets to you.
So talk it out, says Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She's a research psychologist and a psychoanalyst in New York, author of Life Begins at 60, A New View on Motherhood, Marriage, and Reinventing Ourselves. A lot of us might have some reinventing to do in about 16 days from now. You can find her at drfrieda.com. Dr. Birnbaum, thank you so much for jumping on the phone.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Take care.
I wonder how many of you have found the same issue in your household. Are there those of you out there who are having trouble with family or spouse relationships or friends because of differing opinions on the election? I'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN.